الحمد لله رب العالمين، اللهم صل وسلم وبارك على نبينا وحبيبنا وقرة أعيننا محمد وعلى آله وصحبه أجمعين. وبعد، and we continue tonight, inshallah, reciting aspects or hadith from the book Bashama'il al-Muhammadiyya, written by or authored by Imam al-Tirmidhi rahimahullah. And today the chapter is Bab Ma Ja'a fi Sifati Khubzi Rasulillah alayhi salatu wasalam. It talks about the Prophet alayhi salatu wasalam's khubz, the bread that he ate. And funny enough, this is one of the longest chapters in the book. It has a lot of hadith, depending on the version that you're using. But I think there's one or two ahadith that I really think are worth sharing with you. I'm not going to go through every single chapter in this book, and I'm going to choose any certain chapters to go through and certain ahadith. And there's definitely within this chapter something worth of sharing with you. So I'll recite it. قال حدثني محمد ابن المثنى ومحمد ابن بشار قال حدثنا محمد ابن جعفر قال حدثنا شعبة عن أبي إسحاق قال سمعت عبد الرحمن بن يزيد يحدث عن الأسود بن يزيد عن عائشة رضي الله عنها أنها قالت ما شبع آل محمد صلى الله عليه وآله وسلم من خبز الشعير يومين متتابعين حتى قبض رسول الله صلى الله عليه وآله وصحبه وسلم. Hadith is in a collection of Imam Muslim and as well, and she, Aisha, tells us that the Prophet family, Alu Muhammad, meaning the family of the Prophet alayhi salatu wasalam, never filled their bellies with the bread made from barley bread. Have you ever eaten bread made from barley? Yeah, it sucks. It really does. It does. Only people who have certain indigestions can eat it. Like I have friends. I had a friend who had celiac disease back in Syria, and he always used to call me over to his house, and I always would say I'm busy. And I was never busy. And I was actually very hungry. I was single, living alone, and he would call me for food, but he only ate barley bread, and I offered the life of me. I couldn't eat it. I found it very difficult. But because it's different than bread that is made from wheat. It's not the same. The Prophet ﷺ, not only did he never eat bread made from wheat, he never ate bread made from barley that was that had the shells removed. He never ate bread that was made from barley that had shells removed from it. It was a barley that was made from, so it was a very difficult. Yeah, most of us here would not be able, to eat that bread. But that's what he ate, alayhi salatu wasalam. And he and his family, is what she says, they never filled their bellies 2 days consecutively in their lives. حَتَّى قُبِضَ رَسُولُ اللَّهِ until the Prophet ﷺ died. Until he passed away, ﷺ. All his life, never did they eat 2 days in a row and fill their bellies with this bread, which is something that you can barely even eat, but he still didn't do it, ﷺ. There was not enough. I'll read what, there's another one that I want to read for you. Which one was it? نعم. قال حدثنا محمد بن بشار قال حدثنا معاذ بن هشام قال حدثني أبي عن يونس عن قتادة عن أنس بن مالك رضي الله عنه قال ما أكل نبي الله صلى الله عليه وآله وسلم على خوان ولا في سكرجة ولا خبز له مرقق قال قلت لقتادة فعلام كانوا يأكلون قال على هذه السفر. So he tells, Anas ibn Malik tells us, and the hadith is also narrated in Imam Bukhari's collection, that the Prophet عليه الصلاة والسلام never ate على خوان. خوان is basically a table. A table where food is higher than where the level of the ground that you walk on. That's a khiwan. So he never had food put on anything that was high. He never used that. What after sukurraja? I mean, he didn't have a specific. And this is a word that's Farisi. And it's where food came in large containers to put in front of him. It was always on either small containers or in something that was flat. It never had enough of it for it to be to put in something that was like a tanjara today, as we would call it. وَلَا خُبِزَ لَهُ مُرَقَّقٌ and he never had bread that was baked for him from wheat that the shells were removed from. He never had that in his life, alayhi salam. So قلت لقتادة, so Yunus is saying that I asked Qatada, one of the narrators, فَعَلَامَ كَانُوا يَأْكُلُونَ what did he eat on, alayhi salam? قَالَ عَلَى هَذِهِ السُّفَرِ so he would just put a fabric on the ground, and he put food on the ground, he would eat on the ground, alayhi salatu wasalam, all his life. He never once ate on it. And this is not, and this hadith, by the way, and when I share these hadith, and I don't share them very often outside of Rabi' al-Awwal, and outside the timing of talking about him, alayhi salatu wasalam, that because this is not necessarily something you have to adhere to. The point of this hadith is not to tell you, okay, sell your kitchen sets and go sit on the ground and break your back and break your knees and people have a... But this is, I'm just explaining to you how he was, alayhi salatu wasalam, what his lifestyle looked like. that he lived very minimalistically, and he lived very in a very humble manner. And he could have easily, alayhi salatu wasalam, got a khiwan, because they had these in homes. The Sahaba used them. He just didn't use them himself, alayhi salatu wasalam. The Sahaba had shukur rujat. He just didn't have one himself. The Sahaba ate khubuz muraqqaq. He just didn't do it himself, alayhi salatu wasalam. He just lived a life of zuhd, of asceticism, that is very difficult to live up to the standard of, almost impossible in my opinion to live up to. And he chose to live that way, alayhi salatu wasalam, so that whenever you came after him in time, and you read about him, alayhi salatu wasalam, you didn't feel that there was a distance between you and him. You didn't feel that he was living at a standard that you can't live at, and that way you feel that he's distanced from you. No, if anything, you find that the standard of living that you have is better than the standard of living that he had, alayhi salatu wasalam, which makes you feel more responsible and more likely to actually try and be like him, alayhi salatu wasalam. So this was a conscious choice of asceticism that he made, alayhi salatu wasalam, to be closer to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, to make it easier for you and I to follow him and try to live up to his standard, alayhi salatu wasalam, and for us to see what it truly means not to care about dunya. And even if you're offered dunya, you still don't want it. I mean, this is towards the end of his life, where he became the ultimate ruler of Arabia. He ruled the peninsula. For the first time, it had never been ruled by one person ever before. And he was the first person, alayhi salatu wasalam, to rule it. So he had access to money. He had access to a lot of money. And if you don't know that piece, you have to study his seerah in depth to understand how much access he had to wealth. Like, in the last 3 years, he had access to a lot of wealth. I mean a lot. He could have become an actual king. And he could have built great castles for himself, alayhi salatu wasalam, with the wealth that was available. And none of the Sahaba would have found it weird. And they would have loved to do it for him, alayhi salatu wasalam. And we would have celebrated it. But he chose to live differently. He chose to eat ala hadihi sufar, on the small spreads on the ground, in small containers of food, where it's not, you don't require large. That's how he chose to live, alayhi salatu wasalam. And it's just something that, if anything, makes you love him more. Sallallahu alayhi wa sallam ajma'in. Yarawi al-imamu al-tirmidhiyu fi jami'i bi sanadin sahihan Aisha radiyallahu anha qalat, ma shabi'a alu Muhammadin sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wa sallam min khubz al-sha'ir yawmayni mutatabi'ayni hatta qubida rasulullahi sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wa sallam. Sadaqa rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Subhanakallah bihamdika, shukran la ilaha illa anta, astaghfiruka wa atubu ilayk. Wa sallallahu wa sallam wa baraka ala nabiyyina Muhammad wa ala alihi wa sahbihi ajma'in.